Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st. Joining me today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive right in. Today we're discussing the impact of Hurricane Helene on America's chicken farming capital. Let's start with the scale of the disaster. Eric, what can you tell us about the extent of the damage?
Well, Ted, the numbers are staggering. We're looking at potentially 2.14 to 5.56 million chickens dead. That's a massive blow to the poultry industry. To put it in perspective, that's like wiping out the entire chicken population of a small country overnight. It's not just about the birds either. We're talking about livelihoods destroyed, farmers left in the lurch, and a huge dent in the food supply chain.
While those numbers are shocking, we need to consider the broader implications. This isn't just about chickens. It's about the vulnerability of
Hold on a second, Kate. Before we start generalizing, let's focus on the immediate impact. Georgia processes 1.3 billion chickens annually. This disaster is a significant hit to the state's economy. We're talking potential job losses, skyrocketing chicken prices, and a ripple effect.
Job losses? What about the environmental catastrophe we're facing? These factory farms are ticking time bombs. Every time a hurricane hits, we're dealing with
interesting points from both of you. Kate, could you elaborate on the environmental concerns raised by this disaster?
Gladly, Ted. We're not just talking about dead chickens here. These massive factory farms store enormous amounts of manure in open pits or large mounds. When a hurricane hits, all that waste gets flushed into our water systems. We're talking E. coli, salmonella, and a cocktail of other nasties contaminating groundwater and rivers. It's a public health nightmare waiting to happen. And let's not forget the smell. Imagine living next to that.
Now hold your horses, Kate. You're painting a pretty grim picture there. These farms follow strict regulations. They're not just dumping waste willy-nilly. Plus, they're essential for meeting consumer demand for affordable protein. Without these efficient operations, chicken
affordable?
Would be...
At what cost, Eric? Tell that to the communities dealing with contaminated water after every hurricane. Or the farmers trapped in debt by the big poultry companies. Your efficient operations are destroying lives.
That's a gross exaggeration, Kate. You can't blame every environmental issue on farms. Natural disasters happen, and we adapt. The industry has made huge strides in waste management and disaster preparedness. It's
adapt?
Not perfect, but
by cramming more birds into bigger warehouses? That's not adaptation, it's exploitation. You're just doubling down on a broken system. We need to completely rethink how we
produce. Now wait just a minute. It's efficient production. Without it, chicken would be a luxury item most people couldn't afford. You can't just upend an entire industry
at the expense of animal welfare and environmental safety. Is cheap meat really worth it? We're talking about millions of animals suffering in cramped, unsanitary conditions and then dying horrific deaths in hurricanes. Not to mention
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Eric, can you draw any parallels with past events?
Certainly, Ted. Hurricane Floyd in 1999 is a prime example. It devastated North Carolina, killing millions of farm animals and causing widespread environmental damage. We're talking about 2.4 million chickens, 100,000 pigs, and 500,000 turkeys lost. The flooding caused manure lagoons to overflow, sending a toxic sludge into waterways. It was a wake-up call for the industry.
Exactly. And we didn't learn from it. We're repeating the same mistakes over and over. How many more disasters do we need before we realize this system
That's not
is
fair,
fundamentally...
Kate. The industry has made improvements since then. Farms are better prepared now. We've seen advancements in barn design, stronger structures that can withstand higher winds. Waste management systems have been upgraded too. The number of animals affected this time while
better
tragic
prepared?
Is...
Then why are we seeing the same issues with every major storm? Face it, Eric, these are Band-Aid solutions. We're still packing thousands of animals into giant sheds in flood-prone areas. It's a disaster.
Kate raises an interesting point. How has the industry evolved since Floyd, Eric?
Well, there have been significant advancements, Ted. We've seen improvements in barn design with stronger structures built to withstand higher wind speeds. Waste management systems have been upgraded with better containment and treatment methods. Many farms now have comprehensive disaster preparedness plans. It's not perfect, but the industry is learning and adapting.
That's because we got lucky with the storm's path, not because of industry improvements. You're putting lipstick on a pig, Eric. Or in this case, a chicken. These so-called improvements aren't addressing the root of the problem. We're still cramming too many.
You're ignoring the facts, Kate. The industry has invested millions in mitigation strategies. We've seen reduced mortality rates in storms, better environmental protections. It's not just about luck. These are real, tangible improvements that
mitigation isn't enough. We need a complete overhaul of the system. We're talking about fundamentally rethinking how we produce food. Small-scale, diversified farming, plant-based alternatives, cultured meat. These are the solutions we should
And risk food security? That's irresponsible. You can't just dismantle an entire industry overnight. Millions of jobs, billions in economic activity. Not to mention feeding a growing global population, your alternatives
What's irresponsible is continuing to build these environmental time bombs. We're talking about the future of our planet here, Eric. Climate change is only going to make these storms worse and more frequent.
Looking to the future. How do you see this situation unfolding? Eric, what's your prediction?
I believe we'll see a short-term increase in chicken prices, but the industry will recover quickly. They'll rebuild stronger, more resilient facilities. We might see some farms relocating to less hurricane-prone areas. There will be a push for even better waste management systems. In the long run, this could lead to a more robust, environmentally conscious industry. It's a chance for innovation and improvement.
That's a fantasy, Eric. Climate change will make these disasters more frequent and severe. We need to shift away from factory farming entirely. Your resilient facilities are just bigger targets for the next storm. We're talking about a fundamental rethink of our food system. Smaller
and
scale,
replace
diverse,
it with what?
Less...
Small-scale farming can't meet global demand. We're talking about feeding billions of people here. Your utopian vision sounds nice, but it's not practical. We need efficient, large-scale production to keep food affordable.
We need to reduce meat consumption and transition to more sustainable protein sources. It's not about eliminating meat entirely, but scaling back. Plant-based options are improving all the time. Lab-grown meat is on the horizon. We have alternatives. We just need
interesting perspectives. Kate, how do you envision this transition happening?
It's all about gradual change, Ted. We start by educating consumers about the true cost of cheap meat, not just the price tag, but the environmental and ethical costs too. Then we incentivize sustainable farming practices, tax breaks for small-scale diversified farms, higher standards for animal welfare, investment in plant-based and cultured meat research. It's not about forcing change overnight, but steering us in the right direction.
It's not realistic. You can't force people to change their diets overnight. And what about the economic impact? Millions of jobs depend on the current system. Rural communities would be devastated, not to mention the massive investment needed to retool our entire
It's not about force. It's about education and incentives. We need to make sustainable options more accessible and affordable. And those jobs you're worried about? They can transition too. We'll need people in sustainable agriculture, in plant-based food production, in cultured meat labs. It's about
That'll
evolving.
Take decades and billions in investment. What do we do in the meantime? We can't just shut down farms and hope for the best. People need to eat, Kate, and not everyone can afford your boutique organic produce
we start
or
now.
Lab-grown.
Every step counts. We can't afford to wait. Climate change isn't going to pause while we dither. Small changes add up. Reducing meat consumption by even 10% would have a huge impact. It's about progress.
And risk economic collapse in rural communities? That's short-sighted. These aren't just statistics. They're real people with livelihoods at stake. We need to balance environmental concerns with economic realities. Gradual change, sure, but not
What's
at
short-sighted
the
is ignoring the environmental ticking time bomb we're sitting on. Every hurricane, every flood, every outbreak of bird flu is a warning. We're pushing our luck, and sooner or later, it's going to run out. We need to act
Well,
now
it's clear this is a complex issue with no easy answers. We've heard compelling arguments from both sides today. Eric emphasizes the economic importance and recent improvements in the poultry industry, while Kate advocates for a more radical shift towards sustainable farming practices. It's a debate that will undoubtedly continue as we face the challenges of feeding a growing population in an increasingly unpredictable climate. Thank you both for your insights.